There is no more evocative setting in American storytelling than the motel. It is loaded with cultural connotations, and that's today's topic in this new episode of the Maiwen podcast. In 1925, the first motel, or motor hotel, opened in San Luis Obispo, California. It cost $2 per night to stay there. It was originally a hotel designed for people traveling by automobile with convenient parking space. The automobile became the primary mode of travel in the United States in 1950, and motels were built as close to interstate highways as possible. The post-war 1950s and 1960s were the golden age of the motel. Unlike the downtown hotels, you could park right next to your room. At the time, there were no amenities for travelers on the road, so in addition to gas stations, restaurants and cafes began to appear around the motels. While the motel rooms were simple and functional, the facades took advantage of this. The owners actually used flashy neon lights inside to attract customers. With their low prices and anonymity, motels attracted not only travelers, but also criminals. In countless film and TV shows like No Country for Old Men, Dexter, Bates Motel, and Fargo, motels are where shit really happens. Today's traveler generally prefers accommodations with a professional website, fast internet connection, and easy access to highways, leaving the old motels built along two-lane roads and numbered highways to languish. As for me, after watching the TV series Bates Motel, well, I probably consider a different type of accommodation for my next trip to the US, if you know what I'm talking about. That's a wrap for today. Stay tuned for another episode of the Maiwen podcast, the only podcast to explain what's being said and what's happening only in America.